少年ね。
The world of the Japanese geisha is intriguing and really one that few people in the West really understand at all. Well, today we're going to offer you a rare insight. Australian-born Fiona Graham began her work as a geisha in 2007, becoming the first non-Japanese geisha in 400 years. She is now known as Sayuki and joins me now on RN Drive. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you.
What is it about the world of the geisha that pulled you in?
It's a world that not very many people have actually been inside and had a real insight into. So as an anthropologist specializing in Japanese culture, it was a fascinating project and something that I very much wanted to do.
How did you infiltrate? I mean, given you're the first non-Japanese geisha in 400 years, how did you get in to the world of the geisha?
I went to Japan and basically started looking through all my connections, and the most helpful connections were the seniors from the university that I graduated from in Japan. But even so, it took around 3 months to really actually get to know some geisha, and in the end it took a whole year before I was able to get permission to actually debut as a geisha.
And how did you obtain that permission? Was there rituals that you had to go through, processes that you had to go through, authorities that you had to, layers that you had to penetrate to get in?
After I was allowed to begin training, it took another 9 months. But during that time, I was going through real geisha training, which means becoming affiliated to a geisha district and a geisha house. With a geisha mother to instruct you, and basically commuting to the geisha house every day, following my geisha mother around, and especially doing classes. A geisha is an artist, so the ability to perform in public is very, very important. So I had to do dance lessons, drum lessons, and tea ceremony lessons, but also concentrate on my specialty, which is the flute.
The world of the geisha and the representation of the geisha is often one of repression. That's certainly the way the West views the geisha. There's a lot of intrigue, but it seems like a repressive sort of way to live. Do you see it that way?
Absolutely not. The geisha were the original working women of Japan long before Western women were emancipated. They had their own careers in a world that's mainly controlled by women. So it's not exactly the repressed kind of image.
But their job is to serve men, largely.
Geisha are artists whose job is to serve customers. So they may be women and they may be men. And geisha are also women or men. There are also male geisha. So as I said, a geisha is an artist whose job is to serve customers.
You now run an independent geisha house with five young geishas. Describe a typical day there.
A typical day. Correspond with customers in the morning, or arrange banquets, or go to classes. I do classes in five different types of music for the flute alone. And I also do shamisen and singing classes. I have to look after a trainee geisha, if I have one at the time, looking after their kimono and instructing them and looking after their classes. I often go with them to their dance classes. And towards the evening, we start getting ready for a banquet, which involves getting made up and dressed and actually going out to do the job.
On RN Drive, we're speaking with Australian-born Fiona Graham, who's now known as Sayuki. She's one of Japan's only ever foreign geishas in 400 years. I do like how many years that is. That is a whole lot of years. I wonder, why do you think the world is so fascinated by geishas?
I think geisha are fascinating. They're beautiful, accomplished women who live in a very mysterious world.
I wonder, how do the Japanese view geisha? How has it changed? And what's the sort of recruitment level like? Is it at the same rates as it was hundreds of years ago? Are young girls still taking an interest in wanting to become a geisha?
Well, the geisha world is still very much surviving. There's probably between 1 and 2,000 geisha still in Japan. So there's definitely girls who are interested in becoming geisha. Overall, the industry has been in decline for over 100 years. There were 80,000 geisha in Japan in the 1920s. But obviously, you know, the world of opera and ballet is probably in the same kind of situation. When you have a traditional art form that is no longer a popular culture, then it becomes more elite and more specialized. And I think that's the way the geisha world has gone. I certainly don't think it will disappear anytime soon. And I think some of the new things that we're doing, we're traveling overseas a lot these days. So I'm actually talking to you from Brazil, where I was invited for the carnival. And I'm very keen to take my young geisha overseas, and especially we'd love to come back and visit Australia again if we're invited to Australia.
I'm interested in how the Japanese culture is now responding to geisha. I'm talking younger generation of Japanese people, you know, people under 20. Is there an intrigue? You say it's in decline. Is it in terminal decline?
No, not at all. No, I don't think so. I think it's become more specialized and more a high culture than a popular culture. In the 1920s, geisha were like pop stars today. They were the face of Shiseido or the face of Asahi Beer, for example. So I think that popular culture status has dwindled. But they're very much an emblem of Japan and a symbol of high culture, of elite, beautiful aesthetic culture in Japan. And I don't think that will change at all. And I think there's quite a revival among young Japanese and a greater interest in traditional values now.
I have to ask you this. I'm really intrigued by this. When you decided to go into this world, how did your Australian family respond?
I've done quite a few unusual things in my life, so I think it was a case of here she goes again.
Did this one top it off, though? I mean, was it the one, the sort of cherry on the top of the cake after a long journey of doing very different things?
Probably, yes. My mother hasn't actually seen me as a geisha yet. So I'd very much like to go back to Melbourne because she would have the opportunity to see that.
Does she want to see you as a geisha?
I'm sure she does. So that would be very interesting.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for your time. It's been fascinating talking to you. That's Australian-born Fiona Graham. She's now known as Tsuyuki. She's one of Japan's only ever foreign geisha.